The Tom Woods Show, episode 1580.
Prepare to set fire to the index card of allowable opinion. Your daily dose of liberty education starts here. The Tom Woods Show.
Folks, creating an online course can be an excellent way of establishing yourself as an authority. It's also a great first product. And if you know what you're doing, it can generate you some real smackers. But how do you do it? Well, I have a teensy-weensy bit of experience with online courses, and I've put together some material that takes you through step-by-step exactly what to do and then how to market that course so people find out about it and buy it. Get these free resources at tomwoods.com/makecourses. Hey, everybody, Tom Woods here. I'm doing something today that I haven't done since episode 657. That's May 9th, 2016, so rather a long time. And that was called An Episode About Episodes. And there, I don't know if you caught the subtle reference, but I was sort of thinking of Kramer's coffee table book about coffee tables from Seinfeld. An Episode About Episodes. I was reviewing 656 previous episodes of The Tom Woods Show for folks, many of whom had not listened to all 656. Well, of course, this problem has now grown even more acute because now we have 1,579 other episodes besides the current one. 657 is when I reviewed what I thought were standout episodes that people should listen to, even if, you know, they are a little bit old and you know, you feel like the time has passed them by. They're worth revisiting. So when you produce so many episodes like this, you got a lot of real goodies that sort of get forgotten about. And so I want to pull some of those back out and draw out what's valuable in them and what we learned in them. And I'll say, I'm not saying these are the best episodes. I don't know how I would judge that. I'm just saying that they're memorable. The topics discussed are important. They may not be the best episodes, but they're ones that stand out to me and that I'm afraid would be forgotten. I don't think I've included in my list any of my solo episodes, but I do think I did a bunch of pretty good ones of those, if I may say so. Now, one problem that some people encounter when you're listening to The Tom Woods Show on what used to be iTunes, now Apple Podcasts, you sometimes will notice that only the most recent 301 episodes are available there. And then as a new episode comes out, you know, the 301st episode drops. They only have the most recent 301. And people ask me why that is. Is it some laziness on my part? No, that's their policy. For some reason, they only have the most recent 301 episodes of a particular podcast. So if you want the rest of them, you can find them at tomspodcast.com. That's where I've got the entire list of them, and you can listen to them that way. There are some podcasts where they've had more than 300 episodes where they'll make, in effect, a new podcast on Apple Podcasts where they'll say, you know, blah, blah, blah show, first 300 episode archive, and then blah, blah, blah show, second 300 episode archive. And then they can be accessible that way. I've considered doing that. I'm thinking about it. I don't know if people would use that feature or not. Doesn't matter. Anyway, why am I getting so, who cares, right? It doesn't matter. If you really want to listen to the episodes, I have a YouTube channel also where most of the files there now are just audio episodes of The Tom Woods Show. That's mostly what those are. Anyway, let's jump in here. We're going to have some fun. I'm going to link to all these episodes at tomwoods.com/1580 so you can enjoy listening to them. All right, now let's start with the one that you absolutely have to listen to if you never did. It's episode 729. And you know how I arrange these. You can access these episodes with tomwoods.com/episode number. So tomwoods.com/729 will take you right there. This is an episode in which I took on some telephone scammers. I remember I was out and about. We had just moved to Florida a couple months earlier, and I was driving around, and I noticed on my voicemail that I'd gotten this call saying that a lawsuit had been filed against me because of unpaid taxes, and the IRS had filed a lawsuit against me. Well, I know that's not how the IRS works, and they don't leave you a message like that on the phone. They mail you. So obviously this was a scam. But I thought, what the heck? You know, I'm going to call these SOBs back and see what happens. So I did that. And it was kind of interesting to interact with them. And I hung up, and I thought, you know, somebody really needs to record a conversation with them and get it out there. And then I realized, wait a minute, I have a podcast, I have a microphone and a Skype connection. So I drove home and I called the number again and I just recorded it for the podcast. And it was fun because I needed to know what the scam was. How were they going to get the money from me? And what I found out was they expected me to pay my federal income taxes in the form of Target gift cards. Now, who is falling for this? I have no idea. I mean, what kind of backward boomer you'd have to be to think that that's how the federal government's going to collect tax? I mean, I get that the federal government is backward and everything, but this is idiotic. I mean, what? Target gift cards? Are you kidding me? So anyway, you're going to enjoy that episode, my interaction with them. That was just fun, and it makes me sad. There are people who did not hear that episode, or they joined the Tom Woods Show too late to hear that episode. So that's choice number one for my episode about episodes. Next one is a solo episode, 897. And I'll just say about this one that if you like libertarian gossip and struggles between one faction and another, then you're going to like the stories that I tell in this episode and some of the stuff I haven't ever told before, but that I just finally thought needed to be brought to light. I do that. If you hate that stuff, don't listen to that episode. But I don't really believe you, to be honest. In your heart of hearts, you do like it. It's a guilty pleasure, and you just don't have the guts to be honest with yourself or anybody else by just coming right out and admitting it. Well, that's your personal problem. I'm going to leave that with you. I do believe that deep down you do want to hear that episode, so 897 is going to be fun for you. Maybe the most unique Tom Woods Show episode, though, was 902. Because here I made this big deal about how somebody was going to fill in for me as the host of the Tom Woods Show for one day. And well, it turned out to be Michael Malice. And Michael Malice interviewing me. So I was actually on that episode after all, 902. But what's great about it is it's Michael Malice. So he starts off, first of all, he does all the ads. He does the Harry's ad. And he starts off by introducing me with an introduction that gets literally every fact wrong. So that's, I mean, you know Michael, so you know that's on purpose. Every single fact as he's introducing me is wrong. And then he asks me a series of really, really good questions, and we have some great banter. So if you missed that one, I mean, it's just wonderful. It was just a hilarious experience. So you'll enjoy that. 954 is Tom DiLorenzo and me, and we're talking about Nancy McLean, who wrote that book about how James Buchanan, Nobel Prize winner, of all possible people, was part of a right-wing conspiracy, and it all had to do with racism, and he wanted segregation, or some kind of bizarre thesis like this, when every single aspect of this thesis is demonstrably false. What the heck is the name of this book? Is it Freedom in Chains? No, it's Democracy in Chains. Democracy in Chains. And it's just such a classic example of the left not actually understanding what we're saying or just pretending not to understand. But remember what Jonathan Haidt found, and he's pretty nonpartisan. In general, progressives do not understand libertarians and conservatives and haven't bothered to try. Whereas conservatives and libertarians do understand progressives. They can clearly articulate the progressive point of view. But progressives cannot do this. I mean, when was the last time you ran into a progressive who on any level understood you, who didn't just think you were some stooge for industry or something like that, actually understood the arguments, maybe wasn't convinced by them, but at least understood them? Almost never. Almost never. And Nancy McLean's book is, it's a shocking, breathtaking example of this. But here it's more a question of, obviously, this is just bad will. Because she's saying things that are so demonstrably false. I mean, it still amazes me that book was not taken off the shelves by the publisher out of embarrassment, because that has happened. There was that famous book, Arming America, some years ago, trying to claim that there hadn't really been all that much gun ownership in colonial America and making all these other claims about gun ownership throughout American history. And it turned out the sources that were alleged to back up this book did not exist. I mean, the whole thing was an academic atrocity, and they did actually withdraw the book. Then, of course, there's episode 1000. Now, if you haven't listened to episode 1000, I mean, come on now. That was a tremendous time because we had a live event in Orlando at the Rosen Center. We had, even though we had to postpone it, which means you always lose attendees, we had to postpone it because of a hurricane. We still got almost 600 people in attendance for that thing. And if you've ever done event organizing, that's impossible to get that number of people. I'll never forget an event I did in Texas where I spoke. And the organizer, who had never organized an event before, but, you know, God bless him, he loved this material and he was sure a whole bunch of people would be interested in coming to this particular conference. It was not in a major city, which is always a problem. And there's a bunch of us speaking, but I knew that the way it was being marketed and how out of the way it was not going to be very successful. And he said, oh, no, 1,000 people are going to be there. I said, you'll get 150. No, 1,000 people, because I believe me, I've heard this many times from event organizers with no experience. 500 people or 1,000 people are going to be there. Well, guess what? The day of the event came, 150 people were there. The old man knows what he's talking about. So 600 is a big deal. And you'll enjoy it because, you know, there's some academic-y stuff in it, but there's also some fun stuff, like my dad joke competition with Eric July, the roast of me by the guests, including Dave Smith. Dave was not as well known then as he is today. Now he's just a powerhouse. He was not as well known, but people who did know him were very happy to have him there, and everybody loved his roast of me and of the other people on the panel. He was great. Dave was absolutely great, and he was an unannounced special guest. Nobody knew Dave was coming. We snuck him in, and we just announced him at the time of the roast. So at the 2000th episode, who knows who an unannounced special guest may wind up being, but I still need ideas for the episode, the 2000th episode. I am planning to do another major event, probably do it at the Rosen Center. I'll probably do it a little earlier in the year outside of hurricane season. I've learned my lesson. And then just hold on to the episode until it's time to broadcast episode 2000, and I'll insert it right there. But if you have any suggestions for me, actually, I don't even know where to tell you to. You can submit them, but I can't get back to you, is basically what I'm saying. I appreciate your submission, but I can't get back to you. I would love to hear what you think over at the contact page at tomwoods.com, because I don't want to do the same thing again. I can't do another roast, can't do another dad joke competition. So I need something fresh and fun and interesting that we can do for episode 2000. All right, I'm going to go faster than this because I got so many of these I want to do. My episodes with Dave Smith have always been great. So I recently did a Dave Smith week, but that's pretty recent, so I won't cover those. But episode 1006, saying bad words is worse than warmongering, which seems to be the opinion of some libertarians, that's for darn sure. Saying bad words is worse than warmongering. So somebody who says a bad word, and I don't even say bad words, I don't even know what they're talking about. It doesn't even apply to me. But somebody they perceive to be insensitive is worse than a warmonger. Because the things they say about Dave or about me are much worse than things they would have said about John McCain. Isn't that strange? Like John McCain, yeah, he has his problems. But Woods and Smith, they're the really bad ones. But I'm not responsible for anybody's death. You know, there's that small detail separating us. Episode 1038, Walter Williams, the great economist, joined me to talk about his book, Race and Economics, How Much Can Be Blamed on Discrimination. And I recently saw a left libertarian saying that the reason that the net worth of blacks versus whites or incomes or whatever is so different is because of white supremacy. I mean, he even, in all seriousness, used the term white supremacy. And Walter Williams is just not having this because he's actually looked at the data. And he says, this is what causes it, not that. So that's very much worth listening to. I mean, when is Walter Williams not worth listening to? So 1038, remember, this will all be linked, all these episodes at tomwoods.com/1580. I had Larry Correa on, who's known for his very successful fantasy novels. And he came on to talk about school shootings because he's also an expert on guns. And he was very, very convincing. So episode 1101. Also, I do have an ebook about guns, free ebook. Your Facebook friends are wrong about guns, and you can get that at wrongaboutguns.com. That also gets you onto my notorious email list that you will never, ever, ever want to unsubscribe from. 1131 was a debate episode. I got to do more of these. This was a debate over Trump's tariffs. So we had Dan McCarthy in favor, Gene Epstein against. And that was a tremendous debate because there was a lot of light shed. It was very interesting and intelligent on both sides and no nastiness. The two people like each other. They wrote nice notes to each other after the debate was over. That is really is a model for how these things should go. And it's an interesting and important topic, isn't it? So that one I highly recommend. Also 1131. 1222, Rachel Fulton Brown. Now they're coming for medieval studies. About the SJW infiltration of medieval studies. Oh, man, was that good. Because she's fascinating and brilliant, and I love listening to her. All right. Michael Rechtenwald, 1244. This was the second time I had him on. He was the now retired NYU professor who had been a Marxist his whole career, but then just thought the left was being a little bit nuts in some of the directions it was going in. Because, of course, a traditional Marxist is not supposed to go for the gender stuff and the race stuff and all that, because this is a distraction from the class issue, which is everything else is a distraction from that. So we're supposed to be focused on that. So what are you people talking about? So anyway, he started to criticize the left, and they tend to be rather unforgiving. So we talked about his experiences, and he's somebody who in his 50s rethought his entire ideological stand and became a libertarian. And he started reading Mises, which is amazing. I mean, everybody, normally, if you ask somebody, what libertarian thing are you reading? And they just want to bluff, they say Hayek, because they've heard the name Hayek. They don't know what book they're talking about, but they just say Hayek. But he said Mises. And nobody just invents Mises as a name they're reading. So that made me think this guy's sincere. He really, really is. And I remember in that episode saying to him, you know, Michael Rechtenwald, 20 years ago, you would have died before letting some of these words you're saying to me pass through your mouth, and yet here we are. And he said, I know it. I know it. It's amazing. Tremendous episode, 1244. All right, 1284, How Northerners Use States' Rights to Fight Slavery. Great episode with Michael Bolden of the 10th Amendment Center. I have a funny feeling that the haters out there never heard this episode. It's almost like they don't listen to the Tom Woods Show. How about that? People talking about things they know nothing about. Episode 1304, I bring up because I remember it didn't get as many listens as some of the other episodes, but it might be useful for people who have children applying to college. Because Stephen Kinsella, whom I'm sure most of you know as a libertarian legal theorist, was looking at colleges for his son. And he wanted to know about what did I do to get into Harvard? So I had a show where he more or less asked the questions and I answered them. And maybe some of the points I made might be helpful to people applying to college. So 1304. Also, if you like old war stories, then you'll enjoy that episode also. All right, 1325. This was a great one. Brian McClanahan, the historian, and I. We found a law professor who, as a thought experiment on a final exam, devised articles of impeachment against Abraham Lincoln and wanted to see how the students would respond. We thought this was brilliant. Of course, he was taken to task. This is evil and white privilege and all the usual anti-intellectual nonsense from people who just don't want to learn anything and refuse to hear different perspectives. We are the opposite of that, and we had a great time reviewing this. And then the next week, I had Brian back on for an episode number 1332 called Should Libertarians Support Secession? Because there's an article that circulates from a certain institute every once in a while that criticizes libertarians for this issue on favoring secession and for having dissident views about the war between the states, because we all know that you're supposed to think about that only one way. You're supposed to think about that in a way you would never think about any other conflict. You know, any other conflict, you'd look for subtlety and, you know, maybe something other than a cartoonish angels versus devils narrative that you would look at anything else in history as, I mean, almost anything else. But not this. This has to be as cartoonish as possible. So Brian and I just had so much fun. Oh my gosh, that's just one of my favorite episodes of all time. That one really is a favorite episode. As I said, these aren't necessarily the best, but they're memorable. And that was memorable. 1357 did not get many listens, and that made me sad. So you got to go fix that, folks, because 1357, I was just letting off steam. I had two people in mind, Michael Bolden of the 10th Amendment Center and Bob Murphy, the economist who co-hosts the Contra Krugman podcast with me over at ContraKrugman.com. Bob and Michael, their contributions are overwhelming, what they've done for our movement. And yet, what I was going on about there was the official libertarian movement, the official think tanks. Now, look, Bob's written for the Cato Journal and stuff like that, you know, but official libertarianism acts like they don't exist. And instead, they trumpet completely forgettable policy wonks who haven't done 1/50th of what these guys have done. And the mediocrities these places churn out is astonishing. And they act as if genuine heroes who have worked themselves to the bone for this movement, like Bob and Michael, like they just don't exist. So I'm glad that we in the unapproved libertarianism, we have people like Michael and Bob. You know, we have genuine giants we can point to, even though we don't have the billionaire donor or anything like that, but we have ideas and commitment and determination and energy. So 1357, you will like. A lot of people have been asking me to talk more about Pope Francis. I just don't want to. I am sick and tired of it. You can go to tomspodcast.com and then do a search on page for Francis, and you'll find a bunch of episodes. Or also just search, sometimes maybe Francis might not be there, do a search for the word Pope. Not a search of my site, a search on page at tomspodcast.com, and that'll bring them up. However, I did do a bonus episode with Roger McCaffrey, who I think is like my authority, my go-to guy on analysis of the church. So we did have a good episode together on that. So that's 1369. I'll probably be talking to Roger again fairly soon because he visits my area around this time of year every year, and he comes to my house and we record. So we'll probably be doing another one fairly soon. All right, 1390, Jefferson and Slavery, non-cartoon version. Because the cartoon version, particularly among some libertarians who really don't know anything, they just say, oh, Jefferson was a hypocrite and he held slaves. And that's the end of the discussion. Turns out there's more to the story than that. And Kevin Gutzman is an actual biographer of Jefferson, which is the difference. He's not some libertarian think tank drone who read two articles on the subject. So very much worth listening to if you like American history. And no doubt you do. 1427 by Karen Strawn. Oh my goodness. Are men the oppressors and women the oppressed? Oh wow, does she demolish? Because I just said, look, come on. You're a feminist, admit it. I mean, you know, you want equality for women. And she said, that is absolutely not even remotely what feminism is. If that's what you think feminism is, or that's what you want to favor, then let's come up with another word, like, you know, an equality person or something, whatever. But that is not what feminism is. It is anything but that. So she went and defended that thesis very energetically. So I think you'll like that one. 1471. Now, come on. Come on. You got to listen to this one. David Ramsey Steele, who was just on the other day, and Michael Edelstein were on to talk about the subject, how to conquer self-destructive behavior. And in particular, we were talking about their book, primarily Michael's book, 3-Minute Therapy, which I like very much, which helps to get you out of paths where you're thinking about yourself in destructive ways and you're sabotaging yourself and how to get out of that. That's worth listening to. It's off the beaten path for the Tom Woods Show, which means it didn't get as many downloads as other episodes, but it's a great episode and it's going to help you. Then finally, I've told you Dave Smith, anything we do is always fun. We talked about the new Dave Chappelle special from last year, and a great conversation ensued, episode 1485. So you'll enjoy that one. As I say, there's so many good ones. You go to tomspodcast.com, you start scrolling, you're not going to ever want to leave. You know, you're just going to listen to Tom Woods Show episodes all day. I look over this list of episodes, and it's It's an amazing abundance of goodness. So those are my picks, though, for ones that if you missed, you certainly want to go back and listen to, just for one special reason or another. So those are all going to be linked at tomwoods.com/1580. Now, if all goes well, tomorrow I'm going to have Phil Magnus back on the show, and we're going to talk in more detail about the 1619 project of the New York Times involving slavery and race, and whether the points they make are good ones, well-founded, based in modern research, and so on. So it's going to be well worth listening to. So there's that. And remember, folks, all you homeschoolers, if you're thinking, yeah, I know it's January of 2020, but geez, what we're doing is just ain't working. We got to change to something better and easier, then the self-taught Ron Paul curriculum is for you. And if you want to subscribe to that, it makes no sense not to subscribe through my link, because at my link, you get a free subscription to Liberty Classroom. You get a free course from me just for you. And you get a signed, personalized copy of the Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. Nobody else can give you those bonuses. That's impossible. So join it through me. And to join it through me, you go to ronpaulhomeschool.com. All right. See you tomorrow, everybody.
Become a smarter libertarian in just 30 minutes a day. Visit tomwoods.com to subscribe to the show for free, and we'll see you next time.
Like the sound of the Tom Woods Show? My audio production is provided by Podsworth Media. Check them out at podsworth.com.